Hi, Julia.
Hi, my family and I are actually patients at your clinic, but I'm calling for my mother-in-law. She had recurrent breast cancer last year, and she had a
Oh, dear.
lumpectomy. And yeah, she had chemo and radiation. She lives in California and cares for her 92-year-old demented mother, so she can't come up to the clinic at this time, but
Right.
she has suffered from diarrhea ever since she's gone through the chemo. And she said she's tried probiotics, but that didn't help. So I was wondering if there's anything that she could do to help with her diarrhea.
Well, there are things that she can try. I can't tell you this there's any research on radiation-caused diarrhea and what you can do about it, but there's some things you can try just simply because it's known what they do. Now, for example, in all the natural food stores, there's something called 5, and just the number 5, dash HTP, HTP. Now, what that does, according to researchers, is it helps the cells that line the intestine to proliferate more. And all that proliferate means grow more of them. So perhaps that radiation knocked out a bunch of those cells. It seems reasonable to me that it might do that. And the 5-HTP can't hurt anybody, that's for sure. There's never been a report of anybody overdosing or even getting a bad effect from a regular dose of 8-5-HTP. So it's in all the health food stores, and I'd be thinking of maybe a couple, three capsules a day. Different companies make different sizes, so look for the one with the most milligrams, of course. Okay, that's just one thing, ma'am, that one might think about. Now, working on that microbiome is important. I don't want to at all dismiss that. Now, how can you help the microbiome to improve? Of all things, there's research on people with irritable bowel and Crohn's disease, and guess what? They gave them vitamin B2. No kidding, extra vitamin B2. And what it did is significantly increased the count of normal, friendly bacteria in the gut. And of course, that's a good idea, but until this research came out, nobody imagined that vitamin 2 B2 would do that. And the worst of vitamin B2 is give you yellow urine, you know, it doesn't do anything else worse. So I'd be thinking of some of that. It can't hurt anybody again. It's vitamin B2. And again, use it maybe morning and evening, something like that. And then if she likes them, somebody else came out with some results on, of all things, walnuts improving the good guy bacteria in the gut. So we got improving the good guy bacteria with walnuts and vitamin B2. We've got maybe improving the proliferation of normal cells in the intestine. And we're not even done. There is a supplement in all the stores that people with diarrhea sometimes tell me helps. Now, I won't tell you, they tell me every time, but it's nice and harmless. That's the good part. And so the stuff is called butyrate. I don't know if you've heard of that. Butyrate. Now, butyrate,
B-U-T-I, I'm sorry.
Butyrate, ma'am, Butyrate.
And then?
Rate. Now, butyrate is produced by friendly bacteria, if they're there, living in the colon. And guess what? The butyrate keeps the lining of the colon healthy by re-energizing the colon lining cells. Those colon lining cells are the only cells in the whole intestinal tract that depend more on butyrate, which is normally made by bacteria inside the colon, than they depend on blood sugar. And yes, you know, all the other cells depend on blood sugar quite heavily for their energy, but no, this butyrate stuff helps the colon. So they have that in all the natural food stores too. Now, I know I've thrown four things at you, ma'am. If your mom there, if she works with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, she might want to take those four things in and tell them, well, what dose is right for me? I doubt that there's any worry here about overdose or side effects, but she might want to do that because that's four things.
Thank you so much. I'm very familiar with vitamin D3, but I haven't heard of D2.
No, did I say D2? I don't think I did.
Oh, okay. I thought, okay, D3. Okay, and how much would you suggest she takes?
Well, with D3, that's one that we can overdose on, so that I always refer to one's natural medicine physician as who knows, well, people who live in this area, how much can they take safely? Now, the other four things were the 5-HTP, the butyrate, And those are to help the lining cells and the walnuts, and the B2 to help the little bacteria become more good guy bacteria.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Dr. Wright.
Well, you're welcome, and I hope that helps. And by the way, if it does, you might call back and let everybody know that it really does help.
Okay, I will do. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, ma'am. And you too.